uMateyu isahluko sechumi lesifica minwe mibili. Ngaleso sikhathi abafundi basondela kuJesu bathi,
"Ngubani omkhulu embusweni wezulu na?"
Wabiza umntwana, wamisa phakathi kwabo wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uba lingaphenduki libe njengabantwana, kalisoze lingene embusweni wezulu. Ngakho lowo oza kuzithoba njengalomntwana nguye omkhulu embusweni wezulu. Lowo owamukela abe munye umntwana onje ebizweni lami wamukela mina. Kodwa lowo okhubekisa omunye walaba abancinyane abakholwa kimi, kungakuhle kuye ukuba ilitshe lokuchola elikhulu lilengiswe entanyeni yakhe, achoniswe enzikini yolwandle. Maye kuwo umhlaba ngenxa yezikhubekiso, ngoba izikhubekiso zimele ukufika. Kodwa maye kulowo muntu esifika ngaye isikhubekiso. Uba isandla sakho sikukhubekisa, ingabe unyawo lwakho, kuqume ukulahle. Kungcono kuwe ukungena ekuphileni uyingini, ingabe uyisiqhwala, kulokuba uphoselwe emlilweni ongapheliyo ulezandla ezimbili, ingabe inyawo ezimbili. Uba ilihlo lakho likukhubekisa, likhuphe. Kungcono kuwe ukungena ekuphileni ulelihlo lilinye, kulokuba uphoselwe esihogweni ulamehlo amabili. Khangelani lingadeleli omunye walaba abancinyane, ngoba ngithi kini, ezulwini izithunywa zabo zihlala zibona ubuso bukaBaba osezulwini, ngoba indodana yomuntu ize ukusilisa okulahlekileyo. Lithini na? Uba umuntu elezimvu ezilikhulu, kulahleke enye kuzo, kazichiyi yini ezingamachumi aficamunwemunye, lezificamunwemunye ezintabeni, ahambe ukuyadinga elahlekileyo na? Uba eyifumana, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uthokoza ngayo kakhulu kulangazo ezingamachumi aficamunwemunye, lezificamunwemunye ezingalahlekanga. Kunjalo kayisiyo intando kayihlo osezulwini ukuba kubhubhe abe munye walaba abancinyane. Alubana umfoweni ekona, hamba umsole lilodo. Uba ekuzwa, umzuzile umfoweni. Kodwa uba engakuzwa, thatha abe munye ingabe babe babili, bahambe lawe ukuba wonke amazwi aqiniswe ngemilomo yabofakazi ababili, ingabe abathathu. Alubana esala ukubezwa bona, tshela ibandla. Uba esala ukuzwa lalo ibandla, ngabe njengowezizwe lomthelisi kuwo. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, lokho eliza kukubopha emhlabeni kuza kuba kubotshiwe lasezulwini, lalokho eliza kukukhulula emhlabeni kuza kuba kukhululwe lasezulwini. Futhi ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uba ababili benu bevumelana emhlabeni loba ngaluphi ulutho abalucelayo, baza kulenzelwa ngubaba osezulwini. Ngoba lapho ababili ingabe abathathu bebuthene khona ebizweni lami, ngikhona lapho phakathi kwabo.
UPetro wasesondela wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, umfowethu uza kungona kangaki ngimthethelela na, kuze kube kasikhombisa na?"
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Kangisho kuwe ukuthi kuze kube kasikhombisa, kodwa ngithi kuze kube ngamachumi ayisikhombisa ephindwe kasikhombisa. Ngakho-ke umbuso wezulu unjengomuntu oyinkosi owayethanda ukuba inceku zakhe zimlandisele ngemali yakhe. Kwathi eseqalile ukubala, kwalethwa kuye enye elomlando wamadola azinkulungwane ezinene. Kodwa njengoba yayingelalutho lokuhlawula, inkosi yalaya ukuba ithengiswe lomngayo, labantwana bayo, lakho konke elakho kuhlawulwe. Ngakho leyo nceku yawa phansi, yayincenga yathi, "Ake ungibekezelele, ngiza kukuhlawula konke." Inkosi yaleyo nceku yayihawukela, yayikhulula, yayiyekela umlando. Kodwa isaphuma leyo nceku, yafumana omunye wabayizinceku kanye layo olomlando kuyo wamadola amalutshwane. Yambamba, yamkhama yathi, "Hlawula umlando wakho." Inceku leyo yawa phansi, yayincenga yathi, "Ake ungibekezelele, ngiza kukuhlawula." Kodwa yona yala, yasuka yayifaka entolongweni, ize iwuhlawule lowo mlando. Ngakho ke abayizinceku kanye layo bekubona okwenzekileyo badabuka kakhulu. Baya babikela inkosi yabo konke okwenzekileyo. Ngakho inkosi yayo yayibiza yathi kiyo, "Wena nceku embi, wonke lowo mlando ngakuyekelela ngoba wanginceka. Ngabe kawumhawukelanga yini omunye wabayizinceku kanye lawo, njengokuba lami ngakuhawukela wena na?" Inkosi yayo yathukuthela, yayinikela kubaphathi bentolongo ize ihlawule wonke umlando wayo. "Uza kwenza njalo kini laye ubaba osezulwini, uba lingathetheleli lo lalo umfoweni ngenhliziyo zenu."